Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2812.
Is there someone in the public eye that you admire, and why do you admire that person?
I don't admire anybody on the public eye. Until I don't know personally, I can't admire that person. Sorry.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile, including all the information on it, would get a good picture of what kind of person you are? If not, what would you like to tell them, or how would you describe the kind of person you are?
Good picture is true picture. I'm trying to be honest with my answers and questionnaire. So if somebody doesn't like me, that's perfectly great. Nobody is perfect, right?
How would you describe your personality?
Well, I would like to describe my personality as a reasonable demanding to myself. Means I'm trying to improve, to get better with what I can do, same time trying to live as is what I can live with. I can say that I'm trying to be alone with Mother Nature.
What lessons did your parents teach you as a child that has a significant impact on your adult life? And what would you like to pass on your own children?
The main lesson they teach me is if you want to be happy, you should work really hard and be honest with people and yourself. So final goal is reveal your personality during the life. And it's not easy. It takes attention and hard work every day. So if you can do that, you're going to be happy enough. And that's exactly what I'm going to pass to my kids.
What makes you unique?
Mother Nature made me unique, that's for sure. Everybody is unique.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Well, I like to time outdoor. I'm happy that all my family support me with that. So we just go outdoor and we hiking, we boating and stuff like that.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
It's hard to remember so many gifts already I have got, but I always remember gifts which are warmth and understanding and trying to really get feeling me better.
What is your favorite holiday, and why do you enjoy that holiday in particular?
My favorite holiday is New Year, because it's traditionally for us it's the main holiday we had in family.
Tell me about your most unforgettable vacation.
Most unforgettable was when me and my wife, we got really serious outdoor boating journey for 2 weeks. Was really wild and dangerous place, and we were happy far from for 2 weeks. That was really great.
Did your family have any pets when you're growing up, and if so, tell me about those pets.
My family didn't have any pets for some reason.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, I remember I was really into bicycling. During vacation, summertime, we lived in village and we were bicycling a lot, the kids with neighbors. That was fascinating.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood, and did you have a favorite book?
All kinds of books. I've read all the library we had at home, and we had a lot of, my parents had a big library.
What type of books do you enjoy now, if you have the time?
Now I'm reading few books. There are a few talented authors in Russia now, so I'm trying to follow their books.
What was the last book you read, movie you saw, and sporting event you attended?
Many years ago, me and my father, we saw that Olympic Games basketball team play was the last sport events I ever saw. Movie, we saw a brilliant movie, Man of a House, that about cheerleaders and Texas Ranger. The book, yeah, that's for sure. Last thing I read was the philosophy book about what's going on in Soviet Union, in former Soviet Union now.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends? And what activities do you enjoy in your free time?
Well, winter time, I really like to ski. My idea and idea of my parents, if you'd like to relax, you should just change your activity. Say, if I'm sitting in lab for whole week, I just try to, instead of sitting in armchair, I just try to do something active.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
No, not really.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
I like the period of history I live in. A lot of people agree that this period where we live in is the most dynamic, and life has really changed much faster than did past. So this period of history is really fascinating. I will not change to any other periods.
What is the most important thing to happen to you, and how did it change you?
Well, relationships with other people really changed me a lot. So my friends and my relationships in family changed me a lot.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living or dead, who would it be and what would you ask them?
I would be interested in lunch with President Putin. And I would ask him what he is really thinking about and why his people doing all this stuff. That's the question I really thinking a lot about.
What is your definition of success?
What means success for me is exactly this thing. Say, I'm feeling successful if I'm really enjoying what I'm doing and I'm happy about how it's come out.
What is your biggest frustration?
Well, my biggest frustration is not to be successful, in my definition of this word.
What do you think are the best qualities a person can have and why?
I'm trying to distinguish between qualities which given from nature and qualities which we can choose for them, like we can train. The main idea, if personality is generally good, we'd like to have that people more active in their life so they can help more people.
What is your favorite technology and why?
Well, my favorite technology is, there is a word, nanotechnology, right? I know a little bit about it, so that's my favorite technology. Nanotechnology is approach to material when changing the geometrical properties of material, say like chopping the material down to the nanoparticles or something. You can substantially change the property of the thing and create new thing just when you go down to nanometers with in scale. For example, if you take carbon, you just change the order how atoms get together, and you can really create new things with changing the order of atoms getting together. These materials changing the world and understanding our understanding how everything works. So that's a clever approach and beautiful. So I really like this.
What is your least favorite responsibility and why?
My approach is I don't have unpleasant responsibilities. If I must have responsibility, I make it one of my favorites. That's the way how to be happy, right?
Tell me about your educational background.
I got my PhD in physics and mathematics, and I spent 5 years for my PhD thesis.
What do you find interesting about your work?
The interesting thing is I should and I really can invent new things. So I'm really inventing all the time. And that's what I like.
What is your vision of an ideal job or a perfect job?
My perfect job will be I have a lot of money, a lot of spare time to think about what I should do next. Because the worst thing in science, you have no time just to sit and think. You're always writing reports or grants, and you do that like half of time, and another half of time you're trying to catch up.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be and why?
I would be, I guess I would be an administrator of something. I think I can be good administrator. In high school, I was involved in stuff like that. And it was good.
What is your dream for retirement?
My dream for retirement, not to have any retirements. Say my father still work and my mother still work. They are. I really think retired people are. To be retired, you should be tired first of what you did all your life. And I don't want to be tired.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
That's very easy. Romantic evening when a couple just sit and talk together. Talk to each other and having good time just talking to each other. That's the most valuable thing for me.
Tell me how you met your wife.
I met my wife in college, so I knew her really many years.
What do you love most about your wife?
When you love somebody, you just don't know why you do that, right? That's the whole idea.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Very good idea. Look, let me be honest in a way. I think I have very good gene, my parents and my grandparents. So why don't I share this thing with people? Okay.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
All this interview, I was talking to them. I don't care about director of a program or somebody else. Well, I was talking to them. So whatever they want to ask me, I would be happy to answer their questions. If they would have more questions, I would be happy to answer them.
This concludes the audio interview for 2812.